This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you are in a relationship, please make sure that you keep it halal. Because when you cross the line and you start doing haram things in the relationship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish you. And one of the punishments is that you don't see these red flags anymore. And you keep continuing in this relationship in the long way. And, you know, one sister, she reached to that level, they already like, even, a'udhu billah, sometimes they fall into zina and like, he knows everything about me. He saw everything of me. I saw everything. I know everything about him. I can't even think that I can cut the relationship. So what your brain start playing a trick on you and will tell you, oh, you know what? That's not a big deal. This person will change, you know? And that's the second point that I want to make sure that you understand clearly. This concept of he will change, she will change, you know, it's a very also wrong way of approaching this issue. Parents, please stop telling your kids because you're so excited about this candidate for your daughter or you're so excited about this girl for your son. And your son type, but mom, she doesn't wear hijab. Oh, she will change. You know? Oh, but he doesn't pray. He will change. You know, that going into the relationship with the assumption, oh, but he's like this and that. He will change. She will change. I have bad news for you. You know, people don't really change. The reality is people don't really change. Very few people change, especially when it comes to the character of the person. People adjust a little bit. And in the end of the day, when you marry to the one person, it became a game of, you know, balancing your options. Is it better to stay with this problem in the person? I gain more of this relationship? But if you are out the relationship, why would you go into it? You don't have to make that choice. You're still out. So this idea of they will change, people adjust, especially when it comes to character. You know when people change? When they know and they realize 100% that this is something wrong and they've been working on themselves so hard to change themselves. And while they are changing, it will take time, lapse, while they are in this process. You have to be very patient with that person as they go through that change. And my advice for someone who's not into the relationship, wait until the person's cleaned themselves up and real change happened in their life. And when this happens, yes, I can look into the object. And I'm talking specifically about character traits. And something that so it became a habit, part of the DNA of the person. Okay? Somebody came to me and said, Sheikh, I love this person so much, but he is addicted to drugs. You know, I think I'm the source of strength for this person. You know, I help this person. Habibi, you are going to be his wife, not his therapist, not his addiction therapist. If he's addicted to drugs, you need an addiction therapist. He doesn't need a wife. You know, I think I can help him. Yeah, you're not his strength. Okay? You are going to be his spouse. There's a big difference between these two. This person, all these red flags, but you know what? I feel so bad for the person. Yeah, that's not why you marry someone, because you feel bad about them. Give them money if they are poor. You know, let someone from their gender give them a hug. You know, but it doesn't mean you feel bad for someone means I marry that person. With all these red flags I see. So one thing, all they will change, and again, go back to the assumptions of they will change, that this is not, it doesn't really happen a lot, okay? And there is adjustment happen.